like you and I are doing exactly at this moment, that's how I create a date with a woman. A coffee shop on foreign ground, and we communicate from then, and I can tell my feelings if I want to see her for a second date. And most of the time, I will not see that woman again.
Would you read this ad for me? This is the one you placed.
My life to share and care with a woman creates energy, touch, relaxed about life, positive attitude, courting, trust, space, picnics, friend, dancing, romanticism, beaches, parks, walks, lover, sensitivity, travel, respect, enjoy life, think, laugh, common sense, growth, communication.
Need someone to love me, someone to ease my worried mind. I need someone to love me, someone to ease my worried mind. Someone to hold me and squeeze me, someone to keep me satisfied.
When I got divorced 4 years ago, I asked a real estate guy, how does a single man meet women without going to the bars? And he suggested the classified ad.
That seems like the only way that I can think of to meet people, and I would like to meet somebody.
Answering an ad seems to be safer than going to a bar, because if you're rejected or if you're turned down or something, at least you're not doing it in front of 100 other people.
I don't have anything against marriage, but I'm not looking for a marriage. I'm just looking for somebody to share a lot of stuff with.
So what were you looking for?
Sex.
I'm looking for a friend.
One of the things I've learned about myself is that when I meet a woman, I have to feel that I am sexually inclined towards her. And then it goes in the back of my mind, then I want to get to know her, meaning the foundation. But if I don't have that drive that I'm sexually inclined to her, meaning romanticism, touch, beaches, life, that's what I mean sexually inclined.
How many women have you gone out with through the personals?
Oh, maybe about 400.
It's a microcosm of life, just as there are five nice people that you meet face-to-face, you meet five nice people out of 100 in letters also.
So tell me how you do the screening process. What happens after you get a response?
If I like the letter, and I find that I can tell a lot about a letter, it's like a telephone voice, I call if there's a phone number, or I write. See, now I can tell from this envelope that this is going to be a dud. See? This is on yellow lined paper, and it's printed, and the printing is very wavering, and the letters are backwards. Let's see. It says, I saw backward S, you add ADD in the guerdon, and it made me want to writ to you. I have lots of, this is a prisoner about. I have lots of time now. I lost my job at the car wash because I burned a hole in a Cadillac. I bet this is a joke. If it is, I love him. I like movies too, but I don't like aesthetics.
I created this poem called Sharing, and just a few passages. So whatever space is your location, what is important is communication. So as we give a yell with a resounding pip-pip, would you believe it all, it is the beginning of a relationship. I laugh at myself because of the humor I've installed in terms of life.
Aren't you sometimes really afraid to get in contact with somebody because there are a lot of crazy people out there?
I'm not that much of a trusting person, but no, I'm not afraid because I meet them in public places, and because their response is not kinky, and my ad isn't kinky.
I'd give anything, baby, just to meet you in love lane.
There aren't too many people that I tell about it, because a lot of people don't have that kind of sense of adventure, and they look askance at it.
Why do you think there's a stigma attached to the personals?
I think people think that they're sexual comments, mostly. I think there was a time when they were. But I think that what's happening now, at least my feeling, is that it's a very viable valid way to meet people.
To any extent, have you found what you're looking for?
Not really. No.
Not yet.
Have you learned anything by placing these ads?
No. I mean, it just really confirmed an awful sinking suspicion that I've had for a long time, and that is that there are no decent men out there.
I'm not an educated man. I'm just a high school kid from New York. But what taught me life was the life and also the classified ad. I feel sorry for people who can't appreciate the value of a classified ad. But a classified ad opens the door to the universe.
I'm looking here and there.
In Oakland, California, this is Jenna Allison for National Public Radio.
I'm looking for